Apollo in the nightcap. But we get you set here for the girls' game tonight. And before we dive into it, want to let you know that our pregame tonight, and as always here on KNZA, it is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University, it is the place to be. Go online, kwu.edu. Well, as we get set for the girls' game, Hiawatha in one direction, Riverside in the other. Let's start with the road team and the Cyclones. Number two ranking in Class 2A, undefeated Riverside at 5-0. They got the reigning 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser, who is committed to Central Missouri. Arguably the best player, no doubt, at the 2A level. Coming off a 22-win season last year, finishing up at the state tournament, a game away from a state championship, but losing 48-31 to Berean Academy in the state title game. They bring back pretty much everybody, along with the best player in the state, and they've started number two. They currently sit at number two, and they're off to an undefeated start, and they have dominated their opponents here early on this season. The Redhawks of Hiawatha, they come in, again, a little bit different direction. They are 1-4, and when I say 1-4, they did get that illustrious first win in their last game. On the road at Holton, good fashion there, 38-32 was that final, but they have started the season 0-4, but they got a little momentum finally. They still have one of the best players in the Big 7 in Abby Elfner that can kind of counteract, and that is obviously going to be a huge matchup here with Weiser and Elfner here tonight. That's really the story. But who of the role players can step up for either side? That's going to be a big difference here for this first matchup here tonight. Again, it's Hiawatha and it's Riverside. It's Big 7 basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Also KNZA 103.9 and the Hiawatha channel. Go to MSCSports.net. Find that Listen Live tab. Scroll it down from there. Pick whatever station you want to listen to or whichever channel you want to watch as well. Of course, having that opportunity to get it in both directions. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We got the starting lineups in the tip-off. It's coming your way next here on KNZA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network sports director, Brandon Tadman.
Alongside Paige and Leah here with the Hiawatha Channel, Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman, getting you set for the girls' game tonight, 1-2. Here inside the Big 7, final broadcast of 2023, Hiawatha hosting Riverside. Let's get you the starting lineups for the road team as always. First, Cyclones undefeated at 5-0, a number two ranking in Class 2A under second-year head coach Craig Burns. They go like this in the backcourt. Hallie Studer is a 5'4 senior, averaging 6 points per game. 8 points per game is a 5'4 senior in Abby O'Grady. Also, Nyla Duncan, a 5'2 sophomore, in the backcourt as well, averaging 6 points per game. One of the forward spots belongs to a 5'9 sophomore in Ella Whistler, averaging over 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then the main storyline, the reigning 2A player of the year a 6'3 senior, Taylor Weiser, currently through five games, 17 points, 9 rebounds per game, unanimous All-League and All-State honors a year ago. So again, for the Cyclones, it's Studer, O'Grady, Weiser, Whistler, and Duncan. For Brady Jasper, 10th year for Hiawatha, a 1-4 start, 1-1 in Big 7 league play. They go like this, how they've done throughout this season so far. Leah Contreras in the backcourt, 5'2 junior at 4.6 points per game. Claire Twombly is one of the forward spots, 5'9 sophomore, over 3 points and nearly 3 rebounds per game. Also in the backcourt, Addison Williams, a 5'6 sophomore, 8 points per game, alongside Kenzie Nelson, who is a 5'5 sophomore, 9.2 points per game. And then Abby Elfner, 6'1 senior, first team All-League a year ago, 9 points and 6 rebounds per game, the school record holder for three-pointers made in a season. She hit 52 of them last year. So Contreras, Twombly, Elfner, Williams, and Nelson. Hiawatha in the home white uniforms. We got Riverside in the all-blacks. You got the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A taking on Hiawatha on the road here inside the Roundhouse. Appreciate everyone who is watching on the Hiawatha channel or tuned in here on KNZA. Here we go, first of two games, and we are off and running here tonight. So again, it is Riverside with the opening possession, hounding defense here early for the Redhawks. It's Duncan in the far side corner, gets it back to the top of the key with Whistler. Right side pass to O'Grady, thought about a three, takes a dive in, now kicks it back out to Whistler, losing it on the wing, now throws it, and it's intercepted by Aaliyah Contreras, and a turnover for Riverside to start. Here's Elfner into the front court, hands it off to Addison Williams. Right side pass to Contreras, and then right back to the top of the key with Williams. First win of the season for Hiawatha on Friday night. They beat Holton 38-32. A 1-4 start through five games. Here is Williams again at the point, and works it left, now goes back right. High on the wing, it goes to Claire Twombly. About a minute in, no score. Here is Kenzie Nelson. She dives into the paint, shot no, but an offensive foul is going to be called. Interesting decision by the official, as there was no contact made really to a Riverside defender, and that's going to be a foul on Kenzie Nelson and a turnover against the Redhawks. So both teams go turnover for turnover. Here's Weiser into the front court from left to right. The Central Missouri commit and the reigning 2A player of the year. Studer in the corner, open for three, and she delivers the Cyclones' first points. A three ball makes it 3-0 at 6:45 to go in this first quarter. This is a Hiawatha team struggling a little bit offensively through five games, just under 38 points per game coming into this one. And the Cyclones' defense, one of the best in the state, they allow just 26 points per game and gave up just 21 in their 40-point win to Riverside on Friday. There's a missed shot and a rebound for Weiser again, averaging 9 on the year. She takes it coast to coast, counted, and the foul. Well, Taylor Weiser has had a fantastic season in Central Missouri, getting one of the top players in the state, and a quick and one opportunity for Taylor Weiser. And a 5-0 Riverside start at 6:19 to go in this opening frame, and the free throw is up and good for the 6'3 Central Missouri commit. Hiawatha against a little bit of pressure here into the front court. Comes the sophomore in Addison Williams, and it's knocked out of play. One of the best perimeter defenders in the Big 7, no doubt, is the 5'4 senior in Hallie Studer. She is going to hound these Hiawatha guards here throughout the majority of this game. And right now she's staring down Addison Williams, who has it near side on the wing. Far side, it goes to Contreras. Back to the near side it goes. This is Nelson back to Contreras up top. We have played 2 minutes of this first quarter. 6-0, the Riverside start. Elfner gets a touch as she is guarded by, of course, Weiser. And there's a blocked shot on the far side by Ella Whistler. But chasing it down is Williams for an offensive rebound. And now a drive and shot no good by Claire Twombly, but she draws a foul. And a chance for the Redhawks to get on the board with their first points tonight. They get Whistler with the foul, and that is, again, the Cyclones' first of the evening. The 5'9 sophomore in Twombly, who has not shot many free throws, but she has struggled in that category. Now 1 of 7 on the young season after that first miss. averaging over 3 points and nearly three rebounds per game. Second, no strong, and of course a rebound. It goes to Taylor Weiser. A couple here early in that category, but she got to the top of the key in the front court, and she is called for a travel. Second turnover against the Cyclones. 5:37 to go first quarter, a 6-0 Riverside lead. And the Cyclones have started man-to-man here defensively. And Williams nearly got away with a push-off, but hits it off to Contreras at the top of the key. Dribbles here to the near side, hands it off to Nelson at the point. She puts it on the dribble right. They go a little three-man weave action here at the top. Finally, Contreras driving baseline, nearly got a 15-footer to fall. And Whistler grabbing that miss, and here comes Riverside. Duncan into the corner. They tried Whistler, but now it's deflected out for Duncan, who rattles in a right-wing triple, and that's going to force Coach Jasper to call a timeout. Number two in the state in Class 2A, out to a 9-0 lead here at Hiawatha, not quite 3 minutes into this ball game. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts throughout the year brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. The other Big 7 matchups we got for you across the area tonight, we got Holton on the road at Jefferson West. Of course, that one on the Holton Channel. Find that link at nscsports.net. KMZA 92.1, that'll be Sabetha at Nemaha Central. A couple good games on the docket there tonight in Seneca, also on the Sabetha channel as well. And the other matchup in league play tonight, it's Perry Lee Compton on the road at Royal Valley. So out of the 30-second timeout, let's see if Hiawatha can get a good look here. They're down 9-0. It's just past 3 minutes gone by, and there's a steal for Taylor Weiser. Goes coast to coast, and she'll lay it in for two. An early five in the quarter for Taylor Weiser, and it's 11-0 in favor of the road team Cyclones. Here's Nelson, gets in the paint, finally puts one up and in. Big bucket, much needed for Hiawatha. They are on the board. Nelson gets in it, and it's 11-2. And now there's a tip pass and a steal for Addison Williams.
Go ahead. One of the biggest noticeable differences on this Hiawatha offense is without that senior, Josie Delaney, Addison Williams having to step up and be a point guard, which she wasn't last year. She was a shooting guard. Her having to take that leadership role as just a sophomore is definitely changing the dynamic of this team.
Yeah, that's a pretty young Hiawatha team. Again, you got three sophomores, a junior, and a senior in the starting lineup. And a lot of these sophomores certainly played good minutes as freshmen a year ago. Here's Elfner with a chance for three. Front rim, no, and a rebound for Hallie Studer. Studer, fantastic softball player, brings it into the front court, finds the elbow there with Weiser, and Weiser's pass is picked off by Contreras. Another turnover, that's already four here in the quarter. As the Cyclones have a 9-point lead, it's 11-2. 3:40 to go in this first quarter. And Riverside, man-to-man defense here. Not a ton of movement for this possession for the Hiawatha offense. And that lazy pass, it nearly got taken away. And Twombly visibly upset as she nearly turned it over. That's going to bring on a substitution. Contreras with a nice hard drive. Draw some body contact and set to shoot a couple of free throws here to at least bail out the team there on that possession, as the foul is on Whistler. That is her second. And Contreras will have an opportunity here at the stripe for two. First one up and good. Our first sub, we'll see Danny Morton in, the 5'6 junior off the bench. It is 11-3. Cyclones lead at 8. Second up and good. 2-for-2 trip there. And the Redhawks 3-for-4 at the line in this opening quarter. 11-4. Now they show a little pressure here in the front court. As they get it across midcourt, does Abby O'Grady. Duncan gets a good look for three. Not there this time. She hits it high off the heel and tipped into the hands of Aaliyah Contreras here for Hiawatha. So a quick one-and-done possession there for the Cyclones. But a good look there for Duncan. She is a very capable three-point shooter. And now Morton on the right wing. It's called for a travel, and that's the third Redhawks turnover. Carmen Baldwin, a junior, has checked in here for Riverside. She was out in the game Friday. She re-injured her left knee during that junior varsity game against Royal Valley. Did not play the varsity game, but is back in for second-year head coach Craig Burns here in the first quarter of this one here tonight. Good extra pass for Duncan. O'Grady tries a three, nearly got it, but a little strong. And the first rebound for Abby Elfner. Riverside getting a few good quality looks here from three, and now here's a long pass. And that one is going to be a turnover, way out of bounds, turnover number four on the Red Hawks.
One thing Hiawatha's got to do is watch turnovers. This whole season, they've just been 14, 13 turnovers, and we just can't have that. They're going to win this game.
18 turnovers per game this Hiawatha team is averaging coming in, and they get a good look here inside. Here's Weiser on the block. She's quickly doubled, and she is tied up. That is great defense by the sophomore who had just checked in, and Laura Lears, and that forces turnover number five against the Cyclones on the alternating possession. 2:25 to go in this first quarter. It's 11-4 in favor of Riverside. This is a Cyclones team that, again, went all the way to the state championship game a year ago and lost to Berean Academy. They won 22 out of 26 games. And dating back to late January of last year, they're 13-1 over their last 14 games. And they have really only been tested in two of their five games this year. Riverside nearly lost to Troy in their season opener. That was a three-point win. And now Hiawatha, I think, turns it over here. They were trying to throw it in underneath, and it's going to be a five-second count. Well, again, Paige to my right here with the Hiawatha Channel hanging with us here tonight, mentioning the turnovers. Certainly been an issue for this Red Hawks team, and right on cue, they turn it over for a fifth time. Here's Weiser, who is fouled on the right block. Could have been maybe another tie-up call, but this time they get Kenzie Nelson with her second foul. And team foul number three. Just under 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Riverside to throw it in. Here's Kylie Nelson into the game. First time for the 5'5 freshman off the bench here for Brady Jasper and Co. Here's Studer to throw it in. Gets it to Weiser at the free throw line. She launches a two. It's from 16 out. It's high off the heel, no. And a rebound for Lears and Hiawatha. 1:45 clock moving first quarter. 11-4 Cyclones here on the road. Final games for both of these teams before the holiday break. That 2 weeks will go by pretty fast. And that first week of January, everyone back up and running for the 24 portion of the schedule. Man-to-man defense. Good job by Riverside switching on the perimeter as they have these hybrid guards out there. Duncan now closing out on Nelson, who kicks left. Here's Lears for three. Missed everything but backboard. And a rebound for Abby O'Grady. She pushes into the front court from left to right. Here is Studer in the corner. Now Duncan to the top. They find Weiser on the block, who skips it to Studer. Corner. Baseline drive. Good drive and kick to Duncan, who gets in the paint. Kicks it to Weiser at the point. O'Grady has a look for a three, and it's nothing but nylon. That is the second, make it correction now, third three-pointer of the opening quarter, and it's a 14-4 Cyclones lead at 43 seconds to go. Four of the five starters have scored here in the opening frame. Let's see how Hiawatha handles the final 33 seconds. Elfner tries a well-contested three, and fortunate that it was Duncan who last touched it underneath and it went out of bounds, so Hiawatha keeps the possession, but the two tallest players on the floor, you have Abby Elfner for Hiawatha, who's 6'1", and then Weiser, who's listed at 6'3", and she tried to go over the top of Weiser, and that is a difficult challenge. Hiawatha again having to throw a second opportunity here underneath as Weiser deflected a entry pass out of bounds. Here is Nelson in the corner. They bounce it inside. They kick it back up top here to Lears, who hands it off to Contreras, who tries to work around O'Grady, gets all the way underneath, and then slips and falls, and she turns it over. Some Riverside fans wanted a foul on the perimeter. They don't get it, but ultimately Hiawatha giving them the possession back with a turnover. Now 15 seconds to go, and the Cyclones have an opportunity. Duncan, a long skip pass here to O'Grady. They go to Weiser. She's quickly triple-teamed. Had it knocked away, but they get it back to Duncan in the right corner. Another deflected pass, and now Elfner with 3 seconds is going to take this one away. Here's a half-court shot at the buzzer. No, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter of play. But nonetheless, number two ranking in Class 2A in Riverside, out to a nice lead at 14-4. here on the road at Hiawatha inside the Roundhouse. We'll step aside. Second quarter action coming your way next, not only on the Hiawatha channel, but also on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA
6-7 basketball here on KNZA. It is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Again, we got Paige and Leah here helping out, as always, doing the hard work on the Hiawatha channel. We got Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Girls game starting quarter number two, in the number two ranked team in 2A, Riverside, out to a 10-point lead. It's 14-4. Cyclones get that first possession. Here's Studer. Nice right side kick. Ball fake by Duncan. Steps into a J. Left it short. Offensive rebound, though, for Weiser. And her putback is not there, but a foul. And free throws coming up here for Taylor Weiser. And the Hiawatha foul against the sophomore in Laura Lears, and that is her first. So Weiser at the line, 5 points and three rebounds here early. And now 2 for 2 at the free throw line. She's got 6. And it's 15-4. Weiser again averaging 17-9 through the first 5 games. Also a couple assists, a couple of steals a game. She missed the second free throw a little strong, but an offensive rebound for Duncan. So another opportunity here for the Cyclones. It's an 11-point lead. Right now they're running zone is Hiawatha. They do get it to Weiser. Her shot might have been partially blocked there by Elfner. Good contest and a rebound for Laura Lears. 30 seconds into this second quarter. 15-4. Cyclones here on the road. Very good man-to-man defense here. Again, a Riverside team allowing 26 points per game. And Contreras might have had her shot altered there in the paint. Another Duncan rebound. And she'll get in the lane. And a floater off the window is good. Difficult finish for the 5'2 sophomore Nyla Duncan, and it's now 17-4 Riverside. Now Williams losing it near midcourt, but chasing it down towards the far side, puts it on the dribble near side, gets it to Nelson, a left wing three, and it's a little bit too strong, but chased down into the corner there by Contreras to keep the possession alive, and now she is bumped on a baseline drive, and they will get Abby O'Grady with her first foul. 6:48 until the half. Here comes Trinity Jackson. First minutes for the 5'6 sophomore off the bench for Craig Burns. In year number two at Riverside, he has won 27 of 31 games to start his career here. There's a turnover on the inbounds. Make it 7 TOs here for Hiawatha in the first half. Jackson gets her first touch. Now Duncan on the wing. A nice drive and kick. Back into the corner it goes. Now they skip it up top here to Studer. They find O'Grady, a left corner three. This one a little bit strong. And a Hiawatha rebound for Addison Williams. Williams down the middle of the floor. Long chest pass left side. It goes to Lears on the wing. Who works it back to the top of the key. Gets it off to Aaliyah Contreras right there. Puts it waist high on the deck. And dribbles back to the near side. Stops on the wing. And gets it right back from the top of the key from Lears. Now a baseline drive quickly cut off and a near steal. Now a long contested three is off the front rim. No. Elfner missing another contested shot and a rebound for Abby O'Grady. Riverside, they've played man-to-man here in the first half. Here is a pull-up jump shot by Weiser that's short, but another offensive rebound this time by Trinity Jackson. Second chance opportunities helping out the Cyclones here. There's a drive and kick by Studer, and now she is bumped and fouled underneath the bucket. And for Hiawatha, they get Addison Williams with this foul. That is her first, and Brady Jasper has seen enough of this early portion of the second quarter. He wants a timeout, and it is a full, so we will follow suit. Girls game, we got 5:41 to go first half. It is 17-4 in favor of Riverside. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNVA.
Pretty good look inside for Weiser right out of the timeout, but she missed the bunny on the block, could not secure the rebound, and the Redhawks avoid an easy one there that they could have given up to Weiser. They get the ball back, 17-4. The Cyclones leading here inside the roundhouse, 5:25 to go in this first half of play. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer. We got Paige, we got Leah doing the work on the Hiawatha channel. Brandon also, of course, just the voice for you. Everyone else I named doing the more important and difficult work, no doubt about it. So Hiawatha again down early. They have struggled here with just 4 points as we are 3 minutes into this second quarter. And turnovers again continue to be an issue as they throw it away for an eighth time here in the first half. Duncan diving into the lane. Good pass, but a shot missing inside. And a second chance, no. But Whistler with a putback attempt off another offensive rebound. And she is fouled. And she will earn a trip to the free throw line as they get Abby Elfner with her first foul, and team foul number 3 already in this second quarter. Here is the 5'9 sophomore Ella Whistler, a starter, and she missed the front rim here on the first free throw attempt, looking to get her first points. All other four starters have scored here in this first half for Riverside. She's trying to make it all five, averaging over 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. And the sophomore does connect. She goes 1 for 2. She has her first tally, and it's 18-4. Cyclones here in this second quarter. Just under 5 minutes to go in the frame. Here is Kylie Nelson. Sets a ball screen on a Weiser. Elfner dumps one down inside to Nelson. Off balance, shot good off the window. Through a little bit of contact there, Kinsey Nelson has her second bucket, and it's 18-6. Much needed as Duncan knifes her way through the lane, and the sophomore listed at 5'2". Gets to the rack and throws one up and in. Duncan, 7 here to lead all scorers in the first half, and now Duncan doing it on both ends. She comes away with a steal. Here is Weiser, top of the key, diving down, gets to the paint, shot no, and a rebound for Hiawatha. Again, great look, but a contest there for Elfner to maybe alter that shot just a tad. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. It's a 20-6. Riverside lead here on the road at Hiawatha. Of course, the boys game tonight featuring the right now two teams at the bottom of the Big 7 standings, but should be a very competitive game here tonight. There's a missed three by Nelson. Weiser a rebound, and she can just bring it into the front court herself, playing like a 6'3 guard, and now a three in the corner, not there. Snags the rebound on the offensive end. Second chance flipped up, no. Third opportunity, no, and a fourth opportunity is finally going to draw a whistle and a foul. Trinity Jackson got her hand on it. Whistler again with another offensive rebound. Weiser got another one. The second chance opportunities and turnovers, kind of the top two things right now that are dooming the Redhawks in this first half. And the first free throw up and good by Whistler. She's got 2. And it's 21-6. Good minutes there for Trinity Jackson as she comes off the floor. And also Weiser getting her first breather tonight as Carmen Baldwin is checked back in. Cyclones 4-for-6 here in the first half from the line. Make it 4-for-7. That one missed, and a rebound by Kylie Nelson. Inadvertent whistle. There's Nelson diving up the floor. Gets to the rack and lays it in. 6 of the 8 Redhawks points from the 5'5 sophomore Kenzie Nelson. 21-8.
For Iowa to stay in this game, they have to have those fast moves down the court.
Well, Nelson looked good getting to the rim, and now the Redhawks force a turnover of their own. Cyclones now with 6 turnovers here in the half. Here's Elfner, top of the key, a deep one on the way. This one's strong off the heel. She is 0-for-3, but Nelson keeping it alive. And now the Redhawks here get a second chance opportunity. See, this time they got Elfner trying to post up. You got 2 black jerseys surrounding her. Here is Nelson, a left wing triple on the way. This one a little bit strong. Offensive rebound, though, is put back up and missed again. And Whistler able to pull away that one as Nelson had a chance inside. It was Kylie who had the opportunity, but was unable to put one up and in. 2.5 minutes to go in this first half. Whistler now using her body against the defender inside on the block, but missing a shot. Another Kylie Nelson rebound for the Redhawks. Now they push it back into the front court here. As again, it's a 21-8 Cyclones lead at 2:15 to go in the half. Nelson, nice spin move on Whistler, and she throws it up and in. Kenzie Nelson, I beg your pardon, who is the really only reason right now offensively that this Hiawatha team is hanging around. She's got 8 of the 10, and it's 21-10 at 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Baldwin driving, kicking left. O'Grady in the corner now driving on the wing. Had it knocked away. Couple bodies hit the floor. Kylie Nelson on there first. Whistler now gets a touch on it. And it's a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to the Redhawks. Good minutes there for the freshman, for Brady Jasper and Kylie Nelson. Redhawks with the possession at 1:42, clock moving second quarter. Now Studer knocking it out of bounds there off the, or I guess I should say, I think the Hiawatha fans maybe wanted a foul there on Studer. They do not get it, so the Redhawks have it here. In the front court, Kenzie Nelson driving, kicking. Addison Williams now firing a 3, not there. And she missed it short, wise of the rebound, and she is fouled. 6 rebounds here in the first half for Taylor Weiser, and now that's going to be team foul number 5, so Weiser's going to shoot 2. The foul was on Contreras, and that is her 2nd. So Weiser, 6 points and 6 rebounds here in the first half. She is 2-for-3 at the line. She is over 1,000 points in her career. She is strong on the first free throw, no good. And we'll have one more. The Rating Sports in Kansas 2A Player of the Year. She averaged 14-10 last year. Also 2.5 assists and 2 blocks per game. She goes 1-for-2, connects on the 2nd. She's got 7, and it's 22-10. We're under 90 seconds to go in this first half. Williams right side. Again, the Cyclones have pretty much for the most part played man-to-man here defensively in this first half, and it is hounded the Redhawks guards, and now a whistle and a foul on a drive attempt by Addison Williams. And aggressive there, earning free throws, is the 5'6 sophomore. And the foul here on Carmen Baldwin, that is her first. Team foul number 3. Studer about to check back in here after this first attempt by Addison Williams, who I will wait to say her statistics from the line until after that first one was a little bit strong, no, but now, still even after that miss, she has hit, check this page, she is 14-17 at the free throw line. Well over 80%, and the 2nd one gets the kind shooter's touch. First point tonight for Addison Williams, makes it 22-11. They get quickly up the floor, does Riverside inside the paint, Weiser quickly tied up, but they're going to call a foul. And that will put Weiser back to the free throw line. They say Twombly got in with a little bit of a reach. And instead of a jump ball, it's going to be free throws again for Weiser with 106 to go and an 11-point Riverside lead. 7 points and 6 rebounds here in the first half for Weiser. Her first free throw, no. I think head coach Brady Jasper again, who has 100 career wins, by the way, in his tenure here with the Redhawks. thought that certainly that wasn't a foul, and it should have been a jump ball, but Weiser goes 1 for 2, 8.5, 23-11, the Cyclones leading. And right on the halfway point for the points per game-wise offensively for Riverside, coming in averaging just over 46 a game. They're at 23 here late in the first half. Under a minute to go, we're at 51 seconds. Here's Elfner again, guarded by Weiser. They get it to Elfner, looking for her in the corner, but that was too easy of a pass to steal for Weiser, who then picks up the dribble here at the top of the key, launching a pass to O'Grady in the corner. She's quickly closed out on, and there's another bump and another foul. It's going to be on Contreras again. That's going to be her third. And this will put the senior guard and Abby O'Grady at the line for a pair. O'Grady hit a three in the first quarter. She's been quiet ever since. And she spins in the first free throw here and has four in the half. 24-11, Cyclones by what they would call a baker's dozen. Second on the way is going to be good as well. So five for Abby O'Grady. It's 25-11. A two-touchdown lead here for the Cyclones at 30 seconds to go in this first half. Let's see how the Redhawks handle. Can they get a good look here? Here's Kylie Nelson back into the game on the right wing. They get it back near side left wing. This is Kenzie Nelson, who has 8 of the 11 points. Kylie there with a drive. Now Williams again at the top of the key. 12 seconds to go. They go back to Kenzie Nelson, left side. Now 9 seconds. A lot of perimeter passing here. Now 5 seconds. Got to get some movement here. Williams with 3 seconds. Puts it on the dribble. Dives. Floats a tough shot off the window. And it's going to count. Well, not much movement there on that final offensive possession. But Addison Williams is going to go ahead and force up a tough shot in between a couple of bodies, and she got it to go at the buzzer, which makes it 25-13 in favor of the road team Cyclones here at the halftime break. You know what that means? Our halftime show is next, and it's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Riverside 25 and Hiawatha 13, girls game at the break. We'll break it all down after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Our girls game here at the half. Big 7 tilt. Hiawatha at home inside the roundhouse against number 2 ranked Riverside in Class 2A. Cyclones looking to stay unbeaten. They have a 12-point lead at the half. It's 25-13. Again, alongside Paige, Leah, both working hard here for the Hiawatha channel. Ray Penning, studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Our stats of the first half are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Starting with Riverside again with the 12-point lead at 25-13. 8 points and 6 rebounds in the first half the reigning 2A player of the year in Taylor Weiser. She was also 4-for-7 at the free throw line. They got 7 points as well from Nyla Duncan. They got 5 points from Abby O'Grady. They got 3 points from Hallie Studer. They also got 2 points from Ella Whistler. For the Hiawatha Redhawks, they got 8 of the 13 first half points came from the 5'5 sophomore and Kinsey Nelson. 3 for Madison Williams. They had 2 as well from Aaliyah Contreras. Riverside jumped out to a 14-4 first quarter lead, but Hiawatha played a much better second period as the Cyclones would outscore the Redhawks 11-9 in that second frame. As we sit here, 25-13 at the break. Some of the other first half numbers, Hiawatha, 10 first half turnovers. They had 13 total rebounds, and they were 4 out of 6 at the free throw line. Riverside, they had 18 total rebounds. They had 7 first half turnovers. They, as a team, 8 of 13 from the charity stripe. Our girls game at the break, Riverside 25, Hiawatha 13. We're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls basketball score at the half here on KNZA. 2A number 2 Riverside leading here at Hiawatha 25-13. We do got one other Big 7 league score. So far through three quarters, it is Nemaha Central, of course, tied with Riverside atop the standings here early. The defending champs, Nemaha Central, leading Tabitha after three quarters. Again, that score is 29-21. You can check out that game, of course, video-wise on the Tabitha channel. Also, that broadcast on KMZA 92.1 FM. Jared Sleppy has the call with that one. But it's Nemaha Central leading Tabitha, that score 29-21. At the break. Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. A final 2 minute timeout. We'll get you set for the start of the second half. Right after this, it's the Cyclones leading here at Hiawatha 25-13. A final 2 minute timeout. Second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Ray Penning, our studio producer. We got Paige, we got Leah doing the Lord's work on the Hiawatha Channel. Brandon Tabman with you as well here on KNCA. Riverside and Hiawatha girls contest getting ready to start. Half number two. Cyclones lead it by 12. It's 25-13. And we switch sides and we are underway. Third quarter action. Riverside, the opening possession, now going from right to left. Here's a touch for Weiser, short corner right. They get it back to Duncan, top of the key. Left side, O'Grady fires in and out on a triple. Weiser, an easy offensive rebound, and she sticks it up and in. Weiser picking up where she left off in the first half. First in double figures, she has 10 to go along with now 7 rebounds. Hiawatha's first possession here of the third quarter. Kenzie Nelson, the bright spot for the Redhawks. 8 of the 13 first half points. She has it on the right wing. Goes up top here to Contreras. Right side pass to Elfner. She dumps it down inside. Here's Kinsey spinning left. Shot blocked by Whistler. Rebound by Duncan. Riverside pushing the tempo a little bit. Weiser left corner. Holds the high follow through. Missing a three. And a rebound for Abby Elfner. Elfner has been quiet tonight. She has not scored. Leading scorer for the Redhawks at over 9 per game. We have played a minute of this third quarter. It's 27-13, the 14-point advantage, tying the largest lead of the game tonight so far for Riverside. Kenzie Nelson, a hard drive, throws up a wild shot. Might as well have been a pass on the other side. It's Claire Twombly who gets the offensive board and put back her first bucket tonight. Makes it 27-15. The Redhawks, for the most part of this game, have played a 2-3 zone defense. Duncan driving, takes a lot of contact. And draws the body and the foul. First free throws of the third quarter. It's going to be to Nyla Duncan. And the foul on Elfner. That is her second and team foul number one. Duncan with 7 in the first half. She also has 3 rebounds. Her first free throw is not there. Cyclones now 8 of 14 at the free throw line in the game. Cyclones beat Royal Valley last time out by 40. 61-21. Weiser getting that miss, and she puts it up and in. Already 2 offensive rebounds and put back buckets here for Weiser in the first 90-plus seconds of the second half. It's 29-15. Cyclones again by a couple of touchdowns. Here's Addison Williams with the Redhawks going from left to right here in the second half of play. Elfner quick fire on a 3, and she finally got it to go. Abby Elfner. It is three-pointer number 13 on the year, and it's 29-18. The lead cut to 11. They go inside. Weiser, nice ball fake. Gets too close to the rim. That is too easy. And knifing through 3 different defenders now with 3 buckets here in the first 2-plus minutes. She's got 14 in the game, and it's 31-18. Here's Addison Williams, top of the key, diving in left side. Twombly a 3. This one was close, but no. And a rebound and pushing in transition here is Studer. Good kick. It's Weiser wide open. She misfired on a 3 left wing. And a rebound too easy there for Claire Twombly. 31-18. The Cyclones lead back to that Baker's dozen. As Twombly, an air ball and a rebound and a foul. After the rebound by Contreras on the backside. And they get Nyla Duncan with the foul. That is her first and Cyclones team foul, number one of quarter number three. 5:18 to go in this third quarter, a 13-point advantage for Riverside. Cyclones need to get it in, or I should say Hiawatha, they need to get it in, and they don't do it, and it's another turnover. It's the second time in this game the Cyclones defense have forced the 5-second count underneath. Cyclones back into the front court. It's about 3 minutes into this third period. 13-point lead for them at 31-18. Their largest lead has been 14. Here is Whistler, a touch on the block. They leave Weiser open from the top of the key, and she buries a triple. 17 in the first triple tonight, and Brady Jasper has seen enough for the first 3:05 of this third quarter. Largest lead for the Cyclones. It's 34-18. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts all season long. They are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, whether it's at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 9 third quarter points already for Taylor Weiser. She's up to 17 in the game. She also has 8 rebounds and the largest lead for number 2 ranked Riverside here at Hiawatha, 34-18 is that score. These two teams actually split their doubleheader last year. These two actually played the first of their two games that season at Hy-Vee Arena in Kansas City. That was a win for Riverside, 56-48. And then that was the home game for Riverside, and then they played here at the Roundhouse after the holiday break, and it was the Redhawks that got a 46-42 win. Found the backcourt out of the timeout for Hallie Studer. That is her first. Redhawks pushing into the tempo here, pushing into the front court, I should say. A little bit of tempo for Addison Williams. Here is Kenzie Nelson, top of the key, guarded well by Duncan. Hands it right back to Addison Williams at the top of the key. Contreras now with a touch, puts it at the points, works it right side. Kenzie Nelson now with touch in the corner. Now Contreras sets, fires a deep right wing three. It is good. Aaliyah Contreras from downtown. Her first field goal tonight and three ball number three on the year. It is 34-21. The Redhawks back to within the Bakers dozen. Here's Weiser inside looking for Whistler, and they call a jump ball. And that will, fortunate for the Redhawks, give them the possession back. But that was not a jump ball. There was not much of any grasp of the possession there. But Redhawks, again, they'll take it as the first turnover by the Cyclones here in the third quarter of play, about to that halfway point at 4:10 to go. 34-21, the Cyclones leading. Taylor Weiser, 9 points here in the first 4 minutes of this third quarter. Elfner at the elbow, hands it off to Nelson, dives, layup good. Beautifully executed play, and it's Kenzie Nelson once again, the first Redhawk in double figures. She has got 10, and it's 34-23, and now Nelson on the defensive end, nearly forcing a steal here on the sideline. But they will say it is out of bounds right in front of the Riverside bench. And last touch by Nelson, so could not quite finish that turnover. And the Cyclones avoid a turnover there. And they get it in quickly. Here is Studer at the top of the key, working right, bumped and fouled on the perimeter by Addison Williams, which will be her second foul of the game. Both teams, 2 fouls apiece in the first 4:20 of this third period. Weiser too easy at the free throw line. You got to pick her up, but she is unable to connect on a wide open 10-footer. But an offensive rebound for Studer to keep it alive. Now Whistler in the corner. Ball fakes into a jump shot. That is strong. Tipped out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Riverside. Last touch underneath by Kenzie Nelson. And a buzz and a substitution for the Redhawks. Here is Laura Lears back into the game, replacing Twombly. Or correction, Kylie Nelson is the check-in there. There's a misfired three from the left wing and a rebound for Abby Elfner. Here is Nelson who just checked in, gets it up top to Williams, hesitates, now fires a three, missed right rim, no. Fighting for the rebound inside the paint is Studer, and she rips it away for rebound number five. drives into the paint in transition. Left side kick, a three, hits the rim three times and falls off. Whistler is there for the offensive rebound. Her putback is no good. She draws the foul against Kylie Nelson, and Whistler back to the line to shoot two. Whistler 2 points tonight, 2 for 4 at the line. She's also got 4 rebounds. And the first of the 2 free throws, no good. She'll have a second, 3:01 to go, quarter three, 34-23. The Cyclones leading here on the road. Second free throw by Whistler, front rim, no. And another offensive rebound. Who else? Taylor Weiser. She does it again, and she's got 19 in the game. And 11 of those 19 in the third quarter alone. 36-23. Back to that 13-point advantage. Redhawks have not been within single figures on this Cyclones team since the first quarter. Here is a nice ball screen, and Williams with a floater off the left foot. Got a kind touch over the rim, and it falls through. Madison Williams, her second field goal tonight. She's got 5, and it's 36-25, back to 11. Multiple times we've seen it at 11, but the Redhawks have not been able to get any closer here in the quarter, as another answer from the left corner from Hallie Studer. She hits her second triple. She's got 6, and it's 39-25, the lead at 14. 6 minutes down, and the final two to come here in the third quarter. Every time the Redhawks get a bucket, they just can't get that illustrious stop to chip away anymore. There's a foul on the perimeter. They're going to get Trinity Jackson here, reaching in on Addison Williams. Jackson's first, and team foul number 3. Both teams with one more foul to give here in the quarter. Here's Nyla Duncan back into the game, replacing Abby O'Grady for Riverside. So the final 150 of this third quarter. Riverside on the defensive end here, leading by 14. Kenzie Nelson around a curl, pulls back to the right wing. Now Elfner fires, short from a straight on three, and a rebound for Weiser at the free throw line. She's approaching a double-double. Here's Weiser, deep left wing, why not? And strong on that attempt, but perfect spot is Duncan for the offensive rebound. Now a baseline drive, good kick. Studer now a chance, and is short on a three. Weiser again getting another offensive rebound, and she is fouled. Tried to kick it out right after she got that board. And that's 4 fouls now on Aaliyah Contreras, and she's going to have to come out. Still 1:20 to go in this third quarter, and you're starting point guard is going to have to take a seat here with 4 fouls. Carmen Baldwin is checked back in. Duncan has an open look for 3, and she tickles the twive. How about it? Duncan has now 10 in the game. That's her second triple. It is 42-25. Now the largest lead, but here's an and one on the other end for Addison Williams. So a quick response by Williams. She's got 7. Lead cut to 15. So Addison Williams, a chance for a 3-point play, and spins one in there. So she does. 8 in the ball game. It's back to 14 at 42-28. Final minutes of the quarter. And another foul on the perimeter. And this one against Laura Lears, her second. And now Studer with bonus opportunity free throws. 5'4 senior and a 4-year starter, Hallie Studer at the line. First free throw, no. 6 points and 5 rebounds here in this ball game tonight. Right on her points per game average, but over the rebound number. Came in averaging over 3 boards a game. She's got 5 here tonight. She goes 1 for 2 there and has 7 in the game. 43-28, 15-point advantage for the Cyclones. Final 50-plus seconds of this third quarter. Multiple times here in the quarter, Redhawks have been within 11, but they have not been any closer. Here's Williams. Nice quarter for her. Kicks it left. Here's a Lears 3, and she got it to go. How crucial was that? Laura Lears, that's her first triple of the season, makes it 43-31. And 30 seconds to go here is Weiser gets a little pull-up J, a little strong from inside the free throw line. Addison Williams, an offensive rebound, and now Brady Jasper says, hey, let's slow it up and play for the final shot here with 18 seconds to go. They will not wait, and they get a three in the left corner instead from Abby Elfner. 43-34, it's within nine, and now Weiser losing it, and now a steal by Hiawatha, and a foul with 6 seconds to go is going to put Addison Williams here to the free throw line. They get Studer with her second foul. 6.3 seconds to go. A nice little spurt here by Hiawatha. They've clawed back to within nine. Been down by as many as 17 tonight. And the first free throw, no. Williams again, 87% coming in, but now just 1 for 3 at the line, or make it now 2 of 4, I should say. And she is now 3 of 5. She goes 1 for 2 there, has 9. 43-35, closest the Redhawks have been. Final few seconds coming off the clock, and the Redhawks with a 6-0 spurt to close the quarter to claw back to within 8 points. So the Redhawks are right there, and they still got 8 minutes to work. Third quarter action is complete. Cyclones on the road to stay unbeaten. 43-35 is their lead. Fourth quarter action is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
A 6-0 run by the Lady Redhawks have them back to within 8 points as we start the fourth quarter. Number 2 ranked Riverside in Class 2A, 43-35, the opening possession of the fourth and final quarter. Good ball reversal here. This is a 3 by Baldwin. Had a good look from the left corner, could not convert. And a rebound for Abby Elfner. 4 rebounds in the game now for the 6-1 senior. Hiawatha currently on a 6-0 spurt. They were just down 14 with the final minute left of that third, but 6 straight points. They're within 8. And a chance to get a little closer here in the first minutes of the fourth quarter. Kenzie Nelson quickly cut off on the block. Has her back to the bucket. Now turns back towards the basket. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Rebound for Taylor Weiser on the far side. And now she gets caught and is called for a travel. I think was hesitant maybe to pass it or drive and just caught in between the two decisions. And another turnover by Riverside. Just the third of the half and their 10th of the game. 7:04, clock moving, fourth quarter. Riverside leading 43-35 here at Hiawatha. Nemaha Central girls and the Jeff West girls already victorious tonight in their games. We'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer and deeper into this fourth quarter. Talk about the standings and where they sit, but Nemaha Central, of course, staying unbeaten in league play. Riverside trying to do so by getting a win here tonight. Here's Addison Williams with a drive in the paint. A floater that's a little bit strong off the heel. Rebound for Whistler, and the Cyclones get it back into the front court here. We're 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. They lead at 43-35. Still a zone defense here. Good cut there by O'Grady. Gets it to Whistler on the right elbow. Dives down towards the block. Duncan with the ball fake on the right wing. Now left elbow. Jump shot is pure. Taylor Weiser, 21 points. And it's back to 10 at 45-35 at 6:10 to go. Monster second half. Weiser had just 8 first half points. And she's got 13 here in the quarter plus of the second half. 21 in the game. And she has already got that double-double here tonight. Hiawatha, they can't afford to leave many possessions empty, and right there's one that's knocked away and another turnover. The Redhawks have not turned it over much here in the second half, which is good, but they haven't been able to claw too much closer than 8 points. Here's Weiser, good ball reversal. O'Grady will try and deliver a left corner three. Second of the night for Abby O'Grady. She has got 8. And just like that, it is back to a 13-point Cyclones lead. We'll check to see the timeout against Hiawatha. We'll see if it's a full here, and if so, we'll take it as well, and it is. 5:27 to go in the ballgame. Cyclones 48 and the Redhawks 35. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Number 2 ranked Riverside with a nice little spurt to force Hiawatha into a timeout here. 5:25 to go in the game. They have gotten it back to a 13-point advantage here on the road. 48-35 is the number on the board. If the Redhawks can get some points here out of this timeout, they had gotten it to within 8. It was 43-35 after the third quarter. And the Cyclones again, and now a double foul, I think, is going to be called here in the paint. A rare double foul call. They get Kylie Nelson with her second. And then Duncan was the other party of that double foul. The Redhawks have it 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in this final 8 minutes. And they trail number 2 ranked Riverside by 13. Here is a 3 from the right wing that is strong but perfect on the rebound is Kenzie Nelson to keep it alive. Elfner fires a deep 3 that missed everything but backboard. This time a rebound for Appy O'Grady and Riverside. Under 440, clock moving in this final period. Cyclones 5-0 coming into tonight's action. Nemaha Central's already won their game tonight, so they are 4-0 in league play. Riverside trying to also get to 4-0 in league play tonight. Here's Duncan, right wing for a triple. Yes. The three ball is killing the Redhawks defense. That's the third three for Duncan. She's got 13 in the game, and it's just like that, back to a 16-point advantage for the Cyclones at 51-35. And the Cyclones having the time certainly in their favor here. Here's a tip pass. Weiser with a little Euro step, and she lays it in. 23 off the turnover for Taylor Weiser, and now the largest lead of the game at 18. The Redhawks had it to within 8 to start this quarter, and Coach Jasper wants another timeout as it's all Cyclones here in the first 4 minutes and 16 seconds of this final 8. We'll step aside as well. We'll take a quick 30. Right now, all Cyclones here with 3:44 to go. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, maybe the time is a huge factor here. It certainly is, no doubt, but do the Redhawks have enough time? They need a quick push. They need stops. They need buckets. Cyclones controlling the pace here and now have built an 18-point lead here on the road. Largest lead of the game here at 3:44 to go. It's 53-35. The Redhawks had it to within 8 points to start this fourth quarter, but now they are minus 10 in the points department here in the fourth quarter, and they're down 18. Can they get a bucket out of the timeout? Here's Addison Williams. Man-to-man defense, of course, by the Cyclones have pretty much played man-to-man the entirety of this game. Here is Kylie Nelson around the perimeter. They find it into the corner with Abby Elfner. Knocked away, but Kylie Nelson now has it deep on the right wing, guarded by Duncan, who has played fantastic perimeter defense for the Cyclones here tonight. A lot of perimeter passing continuing. Coming up on the final 3 minutes and just a wild, difficult shot that's nowhere close. Weiser gets a free rebound, and now the Cyclones into the front court here with 3 minutes to go and an 18-point lead. Weiser at the elbow, thought about a J, turned it down, right side pass to Whistler. Gets it back to Duncan at the top of the key. Cyclones certainly now in no hurry, as they like Weiser at the free throw line, but a three by Studer, just a little bit strong, chasing it down on the backside. Is Laura Lears, and then it's knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Riverside. Here is Quinn Boyd, 5'3 sophomore, checking in for the Redhawks. First minutes for her tonight in her fourth appearance in game number six. 2:35 to go and an 18-point lead for the Cyclones. Time is running out here for Hiawatha, who had a very nice third quarter. They got themselves right back in it, but the first few minutes of the fourth quarter and a flurry on the offensive end by Riverside. Here's a foul inside on Taylor Weiser. Or a correction, they get this one on Abby O'Grady, excuse me. Foul was on the floor at 2:20 to go. Williams to throw it in for the Redhawks. And Kenzie Nelson gets a look from three and just grazing the backboard, no. And another rebound for Weiser, who's putting up a mad double-double tonight. One of her best games here on the young season, came in averaging 17 points and 9 rebounds a game. The reigning 2A player of the year has over 23 points and 12 rebounds. In the final 2 minutes of this fourth quarter and what is now an 18-point advantage for the Cyclones. And they are looking to head into the holiday break with a perfect 6-0 record. There is another offensive rebound, another and one. It is Weiser again, who now has 25 in the game. And Quinn Boyd, who just checked in, picks up the foul, her first. Contreras, who got saddled with foul trouble early on in the second half, is back in. It is now a 20-point advantage for the Cyclones. Make it 21 as the free throw is good. It is 56-35. The lead is 21. A dominant fourth quarter by the Cyclones, putting this game away. Redhawks had it to within 8 to start the frame. They did not sniff anywhere close beyond that. Here is Contreras. Working inside, is bumped and fouled. A minute 24 to go. It is Duncan who picks up her third. And team foul number 3. Here's Carmen Baldwin and also Trinity Jackson checking back in. Also Ebony Alvarez, a sophomore, her first minutes as, again, the Cyclones have a 21-point lead with 1:20 to go. Here's Kenzie Nelson, who's been one of the bright spots tonight for Hiawatha. 10 points in the ball game, although quiet in the second half. Contreras makes a nice individual effort, gets inside, lays it in for two. She's got 7, 56-37 with a minute to go. The final game for both of these teams before we hit the holiday break. Here is a shot from the right corner. It's an air ball. Rebound for Contreras. Redhawks pushing into the front court. Final 44 seconds. Another three on the way. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound stuck back up and in by Kenzie Nelson. 56-39 with 33 ticks on the clock. Duncan nearly threw it away, but gets it off the deflection, and now another pass that goes awry, but Weiser is quickly doubled and fouled. Just the third team foul, and the foul on Boy, and that is her second. Final 23 seconds, Riverside's going to win it, and improve to 6-0. As they pass it around the perimeter here, and a monster, monster night for the reigning 2A player of the year. 26 points, and a monster double-double for Taylor Weiser. 56-39 as the Cyclones win it, and the buzzer sounds off. And the number two ranked team in 2A moving to 6-0 before the break. And 4-0 in league play, the loss of the Redhawks. They will head to the break at 1-5, now 1-2 in Big 7 league play. Girls final, and we hit the postgame show. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Riverside stays perfect. They win it here, 56-39 at Hiawatha. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Meckett Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Postgame show again brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, alongside Paige, we got Leah doing the hard work for the Hiawatha Channel. Ray Penning, our studio producer here on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tadman. Our girls game has gone final in Riverside, number two ranking in Class 2A. A 13-4 fourth quarter, putting it away. They win here at Hiawatha. Final score 56-39. As again, the Cyclones stay perfect heading into the break. They are 6-0 and 4-0 in league play. Nemaha Central won earlier tonight as well, so the Thunder also 4-0 in league play. So as expected, right now heading into the break, top two teams undefeated at 4-0 in the Big 7, both Riverside and Nemaha Central. Hiawatha with the loss. They are now 1-5, and they are 1-2 now in Big 7 league play going into the holiday break. So let's get to the stats for this one. And as always, our statistical numbers or statistics tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Henkin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockhoff. Well, for Riverside, a dominant second half for the reigning 2A Player of the Year in Central Missouri commit in Taylor Weiser. She had 8 points and 6 rebounds at the half. Pretty solid, no doubt, but certainly under her averages in terms of points per game. Well, she had a monster third quarter, scoring 11 in the third quarter, and Weiser would end the game with 26 points and 15 rebounds. A lot of those on the offensive end, but the 2A Player of the Year, Taylor Weiser, monstrous performance tonight, 26 points and 15 rebounds. Elsewhere, Abby O'Grady with 8 points. Nyla Duncan was the other Cyclone in double figure. She hit 3 threes tonight, had 13 points and 4 rebounds. Then you had Hallie Studer, a couple of threes. She finished with 7 points. Ella Whistler, 2 points and 5 rebounds. She was just 2 out of 6 at the free throw line. For Hiawatha tonight, lone player in double figures, that is Kinsey Nelson, who had 12 points and 4 rebounds. They also got 9 for Addison Williams. They got 7 for Aaliyah Contreras. They got 6 for Abby Elfner. They got 3 points off the bench from Laura Lears. And then they also got 2 points and 3 rebounds from Claire Twombly. Some of the other numbers in the game, Cyclones, 10 total turnovers. They were 10 of 20 from the free throw line. They had 34 total rebounds. That was plus 10 in that margin. They also connected on 7 shots from behind the arc. For Hiawatha, they turned it down, or I should say toned it down in terms of the turnovers. They had 10 in the first half, but only had 3 in the second. 13 turnovers in the game for the Redhawks. Again, 24 rebounds. They were out-rebounded by 10 against this very tall and athletic Riverside team, and they were 6 of 9 at the charity stripe. And the Redhawks hitting all 4 of their 3-pointers in the second half. And they scored 22 points in the third quarter after scoring just 13 total in the first half, but they just could not get stops. Cyclones had every answer. Hiawatha had a 6-0 run to end the third quarter. They had it to within 8, but before you know it, all of a sudden, Riverside in the fourth quarter had built back up a 21-point lead, and again, they won it 56-39. Let's announce our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and well, if you heard the stats there, I don't think it's any surprises. Taylor Weiser is going to rip down this award for tonight's action. Again, the 6'3 senior reigning player of the year in Class 2A, 26 points and 15 rebounds. She went to the free throw line 8 times and connected on 5 of them. So again, Weiser came into the game averaging 17 points and 9 rebounds. Well, she finished tonight 26 points and 15 rebounds. That is our player of the game. It is brought to you by the good folks at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, that's going to do it for our first broadcast here tonight. Pretty short amount of time between the girls and the boys game here. Should have a pretty good and competitive boys game here tonight. Both teams that have struggled here a little bit early, especially in Big 7 league play, but this one should be tight and competitive here in the nightcap. So again, one final time, our girls' final score, 2A number 2 Riverside with a 56-39 win. As again, they are now 6-0, perfect on the year heading into the break. And the Redhawks will head into the holiday break with a record of 1-5, and they are 1-2 in Big 7 league play. We'll step aside here for about 6 or so minutes, come back after a short break, get you set for the boys' contest. It's Riverside and Hiawatha in our boys' game after a brief 5-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not.